Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gates. Let's love!
60s and 70s were different. Free love, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I was a slut. I had a one-night stand with the Marlboro Man. Plucked his brains out.
He had a really nice mole on his back, and we had a good chat, Mom.
That goes under things that I never needed to know.
Y'all, I just realized Mother Debbie's a dick pig.
She is a dick pig.
Is she one of us?
Holy, yes, she's one of us.
She's one of us.
I think she would love the podcast.
I think
probably not the fact that we gave her mole a voice.
Or that we said her son could murder people. I think I did say that once about Colt.
Or that I do a voice that kind of sounds like an animated character.
Maybe.
Like a woodchuck.
Yeah.
Sounds like her. So maybe she wouldn't like it after
all. Don't
think
she would, really.
I think she might get more upset about the mole.
I was happy for her, though, y'all.
I'm glad. I just never needed to know she fucked the Marlboro Man.
Hey.
Or she was a slut.
If you...
We have something in common.
What's the version of the Marlboro Man now? Or like in your 30s?
I don't know. You know who it is? Oh my God. This is going to date me. Jack Wagner. Do you know who Jack Wagner is?
From Days of Our Lives?
I think he was one of the Jacks. Jack Wagner. He was like a soap star.
Jack Wagner.
Look it up, because you have to look everything up.
My search history has the devil from Legend.
Because
I wanted to fuck him, too.
I wanted to fuck everybody in the 80s. I'm like Debbie.
You are.
Jack Wagner was a soap star.
Oh, he was a soap star.
He looks like the Marlboro Man that I would want to bang me.
That you would. So if you banged Jack Wagner in your 30s, would you be talking about it in your 60s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then that's where we are.
I was surprised to hear about it from Mother Debbie.
Mine would be...
She was a Betty.
It's true. I don't know if I brought him up on the show before, but
this is going to be awful.
Mine would totally be Dan Cortez.
Oh, I think that's every gay boy who watched MTV.
But he was like so famous back then. He was so famous to all of... Like he was...
He was famous for our generation, not to anybody else.
Yes, but for our generation, he was crazy
famous. He was on Veronica's Closet.
Oh, God. He was so hot on that show. He was so
I can see you
hot.
Watching Veronica's Closet.
Oh, I did it when I did my pre-algebra homework. I flunked pre-algebra, but I got an A in dick.
Don't you say closet?
That's what I said, Veronica's Closet. What do you mean? I said it right.
What do you want to say? Closet.
No, we...
You would say like a Yankee?
I had a friend who say, I love Veronica's Closet.
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 Closet. Ooh. Yeah, y'all, if I got fucked by Dan Cortez, I'd be 90 telling you about it. Your grandchild wouldn't know who it was, and I wouldn't care. I
wonder what he looks like now.
He looks good. I follow him on Instagram. He's married. They just had a baby. He's married. His wife loves us.
How do you know?
Because she Instagrammed me back once. She was like, love you guys. I don't know if she just said that. She kind of looks like a young Darcy, but with brown hair.
Wow.
But like, I thought she had like... she has like really kind of like very extreme makeup, but they just have a little baby. He looks good. I mean, he looks.
Is he 50?
He's like 50. Yeah. He's a little weathered, but he's still in good shape.
Good for him.
I know.
Good for him.
He was still give hot. It. He can give it to me. I'll take it.
I don't think the chances of that are very, very great.
But you know what we've learned, everybody? Debbie's a slut. Poodle's a slut. I'm a slut.
Your mom's a slut.
Your mom's a slut. You know what?
Your baby's a slut.
Your dog's a slut.
The biggest slut. She just shows you her ass the whole time.
We're all sluts.
We're all sluts in God's eyes.
This is Single Life.
Single Life Season 2,
Episode
Attack
2.
Of the Trolls.
Attack of the Trolls, otherwise known as Twist My World.
That's really what this is. This season is a troll season.
Boy, it's really hard to watch Jennifer and Jesse's
segment.
Isn't
it?
Like, I just was so
It is the fakest
bored.
Thing you've ever seen.
We're going to still cover it, but I don't care.
I'm grossed out by them.
I just don't care about them.
Oh, viscerally, they really bother me.
What's the...
Oh, it's just a plane flight.
Boy, it sounds like it's landed on top of
your
building.
You're like me with sensory issues today.
I am.
Yeah, we got troll. We're trolling Natalie Troll.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, who we did not have.
That was enjoyable.
And the only two I care anything about or I'm interested is Sinjin and Debbie. And everybody else, because we're not covering Big Pred.
No. You know what's weird? So you said I care about Sinjin and Debbie. What if I care about Tania?
You know, what if it I was starting to happen for me.
I feel sorry for Tania. Y'all.
No, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to let it happen. I still hate her.
If you're new to the show, going,
call who's Tania? I don't know who
her name is.
Tanya. But it's spelled, but Missy spelled her child's name weird, and it's
Skexy.
Skexy, which we're going to see her next
week.
Sinjin.
Sinjin, go back to South Africa.
Go back, fuck boy. we pronounce it Tania, so that's who we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know who Tanya is.
Don't know.
Still, on that tell-all, when Sean Robbins would go, Tanya, I'm like, who?
Who? I know. Didn't get it. Didn't get it.
So, anyway, yeah, we were saying it's all trolls,
yeah.
With the exception of
again,
Sinjin,
you're right.
And
Mother Debbie's the heart of this show.
I think that just tells you what dregs we're left with.
Yeah,
who wanted to be filmed?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Even George is with someone. He's got a wife and a baby on the way.
That's true,
y'all. And remember.
He does.
Remember,
we're talking
y'all,
about Anfisa and George.
If you're thinking I'll never find someone, there is someone out there for everyone.
There is.
George found someone.
George found someone.
Big Pred found someone.
Sean from Lalu found two people. Destiny and now Sarah.
We're gonna talk about soulmates later too. I've got a lot to say.
Oh God.
Let's start with Natalie.
Okay. I just have one thing to say about the way this segment started.
This sounds like a song from like La La Land.
I'm like, did they get...
The sun's out, it's shining, but oh my God, we're going to fuck.
It's a total acapella group, and I'm like, is this rockapella? Is that what they're doing
they
now?
They couldn't afford rockapella.
Are they doing that now Carmen Sandiego's done? Are they making royalty-free music?
I think I heard women singing, so I don't think it was rockapella.
Well, maybe they decided to expand themselves.
Possibly. It's more like... They Rockapella said, "Well, if Pentatonics can do it, we can come back
too." You know, they're pretty good.
AARP is not giving us enough.
Not giving it. They were pretty good.
Carmen Sandiego.
No, no, I meant this. The music here. It was cheesy, but they sounded good.
I was too busy looking at this place called Sip and Dry. Was Sip and Dry? Like, I guess it's a wine.
You get
salon.
It's dry bar. It's basically dry bar. Do you know what dry bar is?
No.
It's called dry bar. You just go, and that's where you get a blowout.
A blowout, yeah.
They do your hair.
But why is it called Sip and Dry?
Because they're saying you can get a blow dry and you can have a drink. Because at dry bar, you can have a drink too, but it's just called dry bar. So they didn't advertise what they could be more.
Normally, do they do your makeup at dry bar?
I think they might. Okay. They might. It's like you go there before a wedding.
Got it.
That's where you're going to. So the fact
I've heard of dry bar before, but I didn't know what it was.
Yes.
Thank you.
I
don't know a lot of things about women.
That's fine.
And a lot of our female listeners, like, thank you.
They like,
for
we know.
Remember when I asked about urethral thumbing and our listeners were not like, that's not a thing, but like, how dare you even talk about something like that?
Yes.
We're repulsed.
They shut you down immediately, as they should have, as they've done with me. But this is,
you thought women had three holes.
I did. I think they, I still don't know.
Technically, yes.
Well, so, but the fact that Natalie is having this done just before a blind, this is not what you do before a blind date. But, y'all, the thing we found most is, Natalie finally got out of the wood. And Natalie found...
the wood.
She finally found a gay. Natalie needed a gay man in her life.
Did you catch this gay's name? I missed it.
Ryan.
Of course it is.
Ryan, my friend and stylist.
Okay, another fake friend, y'all.
So, I mean, is he? Because he kind of... Either he used to be an actor in like South Beach or in my... But, because where is she again?
St. Petersburg. Russian.
Yes.
Now,
either he was an actor in Miami and now he did a lot of community theater, or he did those pirate shows in Orlando that a lot of people do.
You can't convince me that someone like Natalie actually has friends.
It's hard for me to believe.
I believe that, who do we see later? Yolanta, Polish.
Yes.
I believe, like, she also wants to seduce Natalie, like, what's her name did, Headband. Yeah.
Can we get Headband in Florida?
Get
Will
her
she
back
still
there.
Wear that, like, friar's robe and her headband in the middle of the heat in St. Petersburg?
And would she still be in love with Natalie?
Yes.
And
yes. She would see Natalie in a swimsuit and she would say, oh, we should hug. Where is St. Petersburg? Isn't that really...
we don't know anything about Florida geography.
Isn't it? Do we not?
I know there's Tampa... There's Miami and there's Orlando.
I feel like, I think St. Petersburg is on the tip.
Just the tip.
It is. It literally is like it's like the tip of Florida.
I don't need to know.
I think. Just kidding. Sorry, I zoomed out. It's not the tip of Florida. It's
people are screaming at you.
It's a peninsula, but it's by Tampa. That makes more sense. So see, just so you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little just
where
little,
all the Plath kids are.
Yeah,
Tampa, a city where dreams come true.
Right by Clearwater, and just across the highway is Bradenton.
Clearwater, that's Nicole's city.
Wow, they're all right there.
Yeah, Clearwater is Scientology headquarters.
Oh wow,
Xenu.
You know, she's really not that far from Orlando.
What if Natalie joined Scientology?
Maybe she should. Oh, or Ocala, where my brother lived.
Okay, fuck this. I can't talk about where your brother lived in Florida.
I'm just saying. Oh, okay. All right.
We need to move on. So she's got a blind date, and as Natalie said, I went to Tropical Bar. No, but all beasts.
All beasts. Men just stare at me and just,
So, y'all, she's decided to get her hair straightened because she's having a date. And what do you think? I like the straightened hair for her. She doesn't have the same level of crazy.
Well, it looks fine. It's going to curl up, and it does later on.
Yeah. It does within like 4 hours.
Yeah, but it still looks... But here's the deal is, first of all, when Ron is like, well, how did you meet him? And she's like, oh, well, Did you get this?
Yeah.
She went on a modeling site.
A model platform. And I asked, where can I get date?
Where can I get date? And this guy was organizing the model platform, I guess.
I didn't get that.
Or he's a model, too. It was confusing.
But she, let's call him, his name is Johnny, but I'm only going to call him Fedora from now on.
It's, yeah, and
Walking Fedora.
And he tells, and because even when she tells Ryan, it's a blind date, Ryan kind of goes, oh.
Y'all, he's gay, so he don't know nothing about blind date.
No blind date.
You get pics from every angle, before you, if you're a gay.
When I used to be on the Grindr, I would get like those, you know, those people.
Those weren't dates.
Yeah, but you know those, neither of yours.
Hey!
I'd like that you're right. But you know where people have those like 360 things with dots all over their body? That's what I would get. So that way I could get a full 3D computer composite.
That's terrifying.
Anyway, Ryan sees a picture. He's like, oh, he's attractive. And then Natalie goes, oh my God.
He has too many alcohol.
He has too many. I don't like it. And then Ryan's like, okay, well, let me fix her hair so she can get out of here. Y'all, they do. They show her hair. I want to talk about Natalie's reaction to her hair.
So we do understand that she's never straightened her hair before.
That's what I wrote in all caps. Is she
are
goes,
we to understand?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. Oh. And I just wrote, he just flat ironed your hair. That's it.
It does seem like she's never had her hair flat ironed or straightened before.
Come at me. Ukrainian sissies, right? Is she Ukrainian or Russian? Yeah, Ukrainian.
Do they have a word for a hair straightener?
Yeah. Do they just not have one?
I don't think I don't know. Maybe she'd straightened it before on the show, but I don't remember her hair straightened.
That's all she did.
Oh, that's not true. Like in the early days, it was shorter, remember?
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't as curly.
So she knows how to do this.
Yeah, but she literally freaked out like her fairy godmother had changed her into something.
Salam alaikum, bibi dab, you're not crazy. You still are.
That's the thing.
Yeah. So anyway, but whatever. Yeah, she gets her hair done. So I thought it did look better. It looked kind of like bridal hair.
It did. Her makeup looked a lot better.
Her makeup did look better.
Because someone actually did it. She didn't with that bad eyeliner.
Well, he still did the eyeliner, the black all the way around, like she liked.
But
know,
it's not as bad.
I guarantee you that he said, do you want it? And she was like, just a little more.
You're probably right.
I know she. Oh, I've done those makeovers where the women say, do whatever you want.
Ugh,
and then they sit you in the chair.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
And then they say, I don't care. Do whatever you want. And then they just micromanage you. It's like, the worst person was my mother.
I think I would do that.
Oh, you would 100% do that. Yeah, you're that person. My mother, she didn't, but she was the worst
to
do makeovers.
You shouldn't give a makeover to your mother.
It's like my mother said.
This is boundary issues.
She saw a thing. Well, that's what's gay sons. You do, you probably give your mom makeovers in other ways you don't know.
No, I have more boundaries than you do.
How often do you go shopping with your mother at the Belk's outlet when you come home?
We'll go once or twice. Okay. No, it's Burks.
Burks.
So,
but I, it's like, for instance,
I don't pick out her clothes.
But my mother's
though.
Never satisfied. It's like, you know what? My mother just texted me and she said, oh, I saw on your Instagram you were talking about this lipstick. I want this lipstick. And I said, oh, you mean Black Honey from Clinique? Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Well, Mom went to Clinique counter. I said, Mom, they're going to be out of stock in this. You can't find it anywhere. Well, she went to
you
like...
You think it's because you talked about it?
Yeah. She went to like three... She had FOMO. She went to three Clinique counters. She said she ended up buying a gift with purchase and spending like $70 to get the lipstick. And I went, oh, okay. Well, let me know what you think. Never heard anything for 3 days. And finally, I text her. It's like, hey, Mom, send me a picture. What did you think of the Black Honey? Too dark. If you want, you can give it away on your podcast. It barely looks used.
We're going to get... The idea that she would mail us this, and then we would send it out to a stranger.
Come at me if your mother thinks if it doesn't look used, you can give it away to someone else and they'll never know. That is my mother.
That's even further than where my mother would go.
And I said, just return it if you don't like it, because she bitched about it costing $50 just to get this lipstick.
Yeah.
Where are we?
I don't know. Anytime you're talking about your mother, I tune out.
Same.
So... Yolanta is helping her pick out her outfit, and she looks cute.
Yeah.
And she's like, here's what I want to say. Does he fit into the idea of being my husband and father of child?
And I went, whoa!
In one date. And so I was like, okay, buckle your seatbelt, y'all, because this is going to be nuts.
Going to be not even a bumpy ride. This is going to be a roller coaster of woo-woo.
And we saw a terrible date between Stephanie and that poor guy.
Oh.
She was on. This is worse. I did not expect it to be.
And y'all, when you sit down with your date and she says, oh, what are you drinking? And he said, Red Bull and vodka. Oh,
dear. What is drinking?
Y'all, if you're on a date and someone's drinking a Red Bull and vodka,
they're coming off a bender of drugs.
Yeah, and they just want to fuck.
Yeah.
They just want to fuck and get high again.
Yeah.
Y'all, you do not, especially at their age, because they're what, 30s, right?
Johnny Natalie's looked like 36.
He looked like he either could be in his 20s and he's just aged because he's party a lot.
Or he's mid-30s.
Or he's mid-30s.
Or older.
But y'all, regardless, he looks too old to be drinking a Red Bull and vodka. And listen to this, y'all. If you're in
He's been up for 3 days.
If you're in your 30s and you're drinking a Red Bull and vodka, stop.
Stop doing it.
Stop.
Stop doing that.
It's time to stop.
It's time to stop.
This is whatever you believe in. Allah, Buddha,
Jesus. When I smell Red Bull and vodka, I immediately get grossed out.
You don't get a little bit of a chubby because you think about young frat boys in your 20s.
I do.
That's why. It is, though. It is one of those things where it's like, I feel sick to my stomach and I'm turned on.
But I'm also aroused. That's generally the way I feel about men. Wow, that was enlightening.
You want to process that.
Shit. So she goes, I'm not party girl. Now, I want to just take a step back.
Yeah.
The way, so for what Natalie thinks is if she wants to have a child or a regular, to get married, she either has to not drink at all or become a party girl. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the middle.
She can't ever have a glass of Kendall Jackson at Applebee's. That's going crazy.
And so she's basically saying, y'all, he's kind of just talking to her. He's cute. He's a good looking guy.
You know what?
Long, greasy hair.
I'm going to stop you right here. I think it's time, y'all. Is this our first one?
For Single Life, yeah.
Y'all, I think this will be better told in an episode of Reality Gaze Theater. I like that. I can just do the same note.
It's really lazy.
It's kind of like, it's like when you just get railed, just boom, boom, boom.
I prefer to harmonize with you, but whatever.
Sometimes I'll do that.
Anyway, now I'm thinking about getting railed.
That made me drop the mic.
Hey, even if the guy's not there, the fuck machine's home.
It's been a while. I don't think you've been railed since our live show.
That's true.
You haven't gotten that out of you yet.
That's true.
Well, I'll let you deal with
that. I'm actually, I can say this on the Patreon because he doesn't pay. I'm seeing someone who...
No. For the record, I didn't bring it up.
I know, I did, but we haven't had sex yet. And this is, y'all, I don't want to share my dating life on
you
the
just
podcast.
Did.
I can't believe I did. You pulled it out of
I
me.
I did not.
You did. You said you haven't had sex since.
No, I'll edit it out if you want.
It's too late. I'm already laying my soul bare.
I won't. I'm going to air it. He knows I won't.
I'll edit that out. Y'all, nothing I ever asked to be edited out. And I ask all the time.
He would be like, you played that? I went, oh my God, I forgot.
Didn't. Anything humiliating, especially. But no, we haven't had sex yet. And there was a moment, I can't believe I'm telling a sweet moment.
All right.
There was a moment where he's like, no, I wasn't worried about that. And we were kind of like making out. We did get kind of naked, but hadn't had sex.
That's good.
And then he did this moment where he like just took a moment. He's like, let me just look at you.
See,
he did that. And I felt like, Paint me like one of your French girls, Jack.
I think this is good for you to talk about.
I don't like you talking about my relationships. I like me talking about them. Well, you don't need to weigh in at all.
I don't need to weigh in on your relationship, but I think it's good for our listeners to hear that even a scorpion has a soft underbelly.
That's how you get me, y'all. I flip over my belly and my tail's like...
It can't move. It can't move.
Yeah, I want to get you. I want to get you. I want to stick you so bad.
But it can't.
Anyway, so that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I have a feeling. I feel like sometimes when I tell people I have a podcast or guys I'm dating, they do listen.
Oh, they for sure. I was dating a guy and I was into it. So look at it this way. If they listen to your podcast, that means they're into you.
They all listen to my podcast. They're all into me.
Are they?
I you don't know this.
I mean, they're into you, literally.
I don't have a criminal record, but normally, because like men who are into you.
Uh-huh.
But all the guys are into me who I see. So.
Wow. I'm not going to break that down at all.
I have a Kvorka.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what it is. You saw the husband who we brought up in our live show. Oh. He couldn't keep his hands off me.
Oh, God. He did look at you a long time. I'm not going
to
lie.
I'm sorry for his wife.
Yeah.
She had to sit there and look at how good we looked together.
Yeah, and 2 days later, when y'all had sex, he was thinking of Poodle's creamy shoulders. He was.
He did. He gripped me a little tight and like grabbed onto my midsection. That's what he's thinking about.
Wow, this is why I don't like you to be around people in real life. It just goes everywhere.
Where am I?
Let's do this theater.
All right. God, have we not done the theater yet?
Imagine.
This is off the rails.
We're at an outside.
I got to pee.
We're at an outside. You can break at our commercial, even though we don't have a commercial on this on Patreon, but we will because it's going to air on the free feed eventually. All right. Poodle's going to be playing Natalie. I'm going to be playing Johnny.
Fedora.
And action.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
So glad
you're
here.
What are you drinking?
Oh, we're drinking a Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just a lot. What do you like to drink? You like to drink tequila?
Water.
Vodka.
Water.
Vodka? Oh,
water.
Water. You like to drink water? Oh, okay.
Water only, please. I'm not party girl.
Do you have a shoot tomorrow or something? You just...
No, it's just...
You're just trying to keep...
No, I want to be a mother and I want to have a child. I cannot do that with drinking.
You know, I'm going to put my drink on the bar. I don't need this, you know.
Make sure to take extra big sip before you leave.
I'm very good with women and I want you to trust me and I'm just...
My child will be healthy.
Yes, yes, sure. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. What did you say? I was looking in your eyes.
What?
Your eyes.
What can you see in eyes?
Oh, beautiful.
What do you see? Tell me what you see.
I see love, and I see the universe, and I see a whole big blue sky of possibilities in those eyes.
Oh.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No Ukrainian steppes.
No, no.
Where I was born?
No, not at all.
Not fields of babies screaming?
No.
That's what I've been told.
No, I don't see it out. Look, I'm good with you. I'm just so excited.
No dragon?
No. I just want to. Here, give me your hand.
You believe in God?
Yeah. Oh, 100.
You believe in God?
Oh, 100. You know, 200%. Believe in God, in the universe that he created, in a big bang. You know what?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Do you like a big bang? Look, give me your hand.
No, this talk about uncomfortable.
You want to talk about a big bang?
No. So, are you a model? Because I'm pursuing modeling.
Oh, yes, I am too. Right now, I'm really working on something like, you know, some hot couture, something avant-garde.
Ooh, I don't know anything about that. I want to pose in bathing suit on beach.
Okay, that's modeling too.
You know,
I'm sorry, I got lost in your eyes again.
Will you find your way out?
I just keep. Oh,
you lost in eyes again?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I think this is.
It's like when I get lost in wood.
Oh, I love walking in the wood. You know, I think this is going
to
work.
I need to go now. I need to go home.
Okay. This is going to work great.
And scene. This was bonkers.
Bonkers.
It is like someone.
Bonkers. And
someone.
Just as bonkers, y'all, but in a different way.
They're kind of right for each other.
They kind of are.
Y'all, He totally had the skeeviest vibe in the world.
He is so smarmy and just slimy.
And she's so she's so oblivious about people, she didn't get it.
Y'all, he's a guy, and come at me if you agree with me. I feel like you are. He's a guy on a date who's going to hold up your hand and kiss your hand.
Oh, 100%.
No, he did that. But guys that do that...
Y'all, if you're with someone like that, they are a piece of shit.
I'm not saying, that, let's say y'all been in a relationship... After a while, it's like your boyfriend who holds your hand and kisses your hand.
If they do it on the first night, they want to finger you.
Yeah.
Right away.
Like four fingers, too. Like yeah. One's
and
not going to do
it. And they're not even
going
to tell you.
No, they're just going to totally just karate chop your vulva.
That's all.
Boom. Boom.
Karate chop your vulva.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom.
You know.
No.
I had a nephew who had karate, and I know... That originally came from the Chinese, and that's a very Chinese way of doing choreography. But I'm telling you now, it's not choreography. Whatever it is,
martial arts.
It's not American. That's all I know. No. But if you're gonna karate chop my vulva, you're gonna do it with America on your mind, because I only take an American chop. A raw dog.
We did it all for the glory of love.
Boom, 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 boom.
If you like that song, we ruined it just now, because you'll only think of baby girl Lisa's being fingered roughly with four fingers.
Like chop, a knight in chop. Shining armor from a long time ago. Do, 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 do. The night I say it. Again, take it to my castle far away.
I'm upset because she took that way into a much higher key than Peter Cetera did. We're off the rails.
We are off the rails. We need to end this segment.
We need to end this segment, and I have to pee.
I just want to say this. Natalie wants to be a model, and she doesn't know what avant-garde or couture means.
And also,
she doesn't know what that means.
She wants to be a model, but she also wants to be a wife and child really quick.
But that would be like if you as a classical musician, if somebody said, oh yeah, I'm working on a piece by Beethoven, you went, what?
Not familiar.
What is Beethoven?
Well, she's an idiot, too.
God.
She knows nothing. Y'all, also, Natalie, it should be pointed out, this is going to sound ageist, but it's not. She's 36 years old with no experience in... She's been a newscaster, a newswoman.
Yeah, newswoman, and she's tried to be... And she has no experience. And I love at the end, she's
or
like...
Or she's been an actress.
Yes, and she just says, oh, I think our date went good. And when he asked her for a second date, she like acts like a little kid, which is gross. But she says to the camera in her in the moment, I want to be more conscious because I constantly get married and divorced. And I went, why don't you stop and process that you're constantly... this is her third divorce.
That is so true. She has not processed... Because I said this before. She is mid-process everything.
She needs to be single for like 3 years.
It's not possible.
Like...
She needs to both, as we said before, she needs to both be taken care of by someone financially and then also to dominate them in the bedroom.
Mike is a piece of shit, y'all. But Natalie is
insane. It might have been her best chance.
Yes. And Natalie is insane.
Yeah.
She's completely delusional.
And it's not even that she's from Ukraine.
No.
She's cuckoo for Ukraine.
She's this is what I said. I said when we found out she was going to single life, I went, that's going to be so good to watch her try to date with these people. It's candy.
It has delivered so far.
All right. If you're listening on the Patreon, we're gonna keep going. But for the people that this is on your free feed, we're gonna take a break.
Poodle's I'm gonna go pee,
and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
It's time for Sinjin.
South Africa.
No.
We're talking about
Scottish.
South Africa, everybody.
Scottish.
Oh, I'm from South Africa and I fucked Tania now. I want to leave her because I'm a fuck boy.
What? Where are you at with
Sinjin? You know what? I almost forgot. Where are we at with Sinjin?
Hold on.
Oh, I was going to say.
Hold on, y'all. We've got a prop.
Oh, God. Here we go. Sound bath time.
Can't get it.
You don't do it well. You need to keep it on the top tip of it.
It is.
Well, no, I can hear that.
I
need to teach you.
I think yours is broken. Mine works fine.
No, you just don't know how to do it.
Anyway, some sissies get triggered by that, but y'all, it was in the show. So if you don't like it, don't call us. Call Matt.
If they're triggered by it, you need to fucking process the Tibetan bowl.
Yeah, if you don't like a Tibetan sound bowl, then you're fucking tense.
It is Tibetan. I said Tibetan.
Tibetan.
Like my mother would.
Tibetan. My mother wouldn't say Tibetan. She would say, sadly.
Tibetan.
No, she would say Oriental. I'm like, no, that's not, mother. We don't say that word anymore. And I keep trying, God, and it's habit. She's like, I keep forgetting. I'm like, well, you need to remember. It bothers me.
So, y'all, he is meeting with Kate, his spiritual coach, and they're doing tarot, and he said, yep. I want to reconnect with myself and find my other soulmate.
Soulmate.
Because y'all...
That's what we found out. This all goes back to that.
He's... I kind of understand because that moment...
It was
remember,
hard.
Remember, y'all, that moment when the therapist was talking about, do you think Tania... Do you think the other is the other soulmate? Because that's been a big thing for Tania.
For Tania.
And he's like, yes, she's definitely my soulmate. And Tania's like, well, I think the first person I was with was my soulmate. I just felt a soul connection. Y'all, we said this before. You lie. You lie. If you think you're with someone.
Conversation about soulmates.
You lie. Yes, you're my soulmate. Because this is a lie that hurts no one.
Also, too, we had a whole other conversation
about what a soulmate
is in general.
And I'm going to make this shorter because I'm not going to go off on a soulmate thing.
Thank God.
But she keeps saying
because you went off last. It was a
I did.
It was a 2-hour show.
Because we find out he is splitting with Tania, and. And he says, I don't have that soulmate feeling. And he said, kids are not something we've agreed on. Now, this is something we knew was a problem in their marriage. But my thing was, I cannot remember, and you guys come at us, was he upfront about never wanting kids? And she said he will come around to it?
I was trying to think about this. Because
I know he said, I don't want kids right now.
I mean,
he was pretty adamant about that.
We have the worst memory because a lot of times we'll say, they never said that. And then someone will put in the comments, yeah, y'all said that. And you've been talked about it for 30 minutes.
Don't remember.
Don't remember. Y'all, we talk about so much shit.
Instant forgetting.
But I don't remember him ever saying or committing that he wanted kids.
Yeah.
Because wasn't he even more reluctant to even get married?
Yeah.
Y'all, because again, he's a fuckboy.
Y'all, he told her everything about who he was.
Y'all, he's, I mean, I feel like I can say this now. I even know people that
there was this story.
There was a party in LA several years ago with publicity. It was like this is before we started. I think maybe we had just started podcasting we had just started this show. So we were, nobody knew who we were, but TLC like did a publicity thing and invited press and people to this party.
Right.
And someone even told us that Sinjin was drunk and she saw them, Sinjin just full on hitting on other women.
Well, supposedly the rumor was also their relationship was open.
So that's which we didn't, which,
right.
I think if that was a thing, I do think they should discuss that because this makes it, because what is important and kind of what Sinjin I think is dodging in all of this. And if they're, I'm not saying Sinjin's a piece of shit. I'm saying that we just, to me, it seems like he's cheating on her because we don't know any difference.
Right.
But it also seems like, y'all, the bottom line of this, Sinjin just doesn't want to be with her anymore. It's not kids. It's not soulmate. He doesn't want to be constantly, I'm not constantly nagged by needy Tania.
Ooh.
Because Tania is this person that tries to put herself out there. In a lot of ways, she is.
She wants to be the cool girl.
She wants to be the cool girl.
And y'all, she's never going
to
be that.
She wants to be the strong, in her mind, I think being a strong, independent woman means you don't need a man. And I want to say, you can be just as strong and even have your own independence and recognize you want to be, I feel very independent, but it's important for me to be, I really love being in a relationship where my independence is acknowledged. But and Tania said she wants that.
But she doesn't, y'all.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
So, y'all, the
Sinjin's getting out.
The spiritual coach says, we need to, that's what I said. Remember, maybe you'll realize that you found this soulmate and these other soulmates where you're finding your true soulmate. And I'm thinking, kind of, there's one. If you're going to get specific about this.
You know what? You're trying not to just talk about soulmates. You got to get it out.
Y'all.
Go ahead. I'm giving you carte blanche.
There's no one soulmate out there for you. I say it again. Stop looking for that one person.
Louder for the back, poodle.
There's not that one person that you have to find. You have to go to all seven continents. God help you if your soulmate's on Antarctica.
Oh, God. I know somebody in Antarctica right now.
What?
Yeah, they went for their 60th birthday.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Great.
Would you go to Antarctica?
No.
I would want to go.
I don't want to go.
Oh, I think it'd be fun to go.
I don't want to go just to see a bunch of ice.
What's
and
pretty
penguins.
Ice? Sissies who went to our Antarctica, let us know.
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine.
But what if you saw two gay penguins?
We're off topic.
All right. Talk about
but
soulmates.
I'm just going to say, y'all, you go through seasons in your life. You may be great with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a season where you're like, this is not really meeting my needs anymore. I don't feel like I know this person. You move on.
Seasons change.
Yeah. Or maybe you meet that one person and you're like, this is it for me. And let's say your soulmate is someone else, but you really like being with that person. You're with them your whole life. Stop obsessing over finding your soulmate. As I've said before, a good person you can tolerate is a wonderful thing.
Well, and I think, yes, I think also too, it's knowing that like I'm in a relationship, but I dated a guy that like I still love him very deeply, but I have no desire to be with him because right. I want to be with this person.
Oh, is he your soulmate?
But no, but I don't really say soulmates.
No!
But I think that if you, the problem is, y'all, when you put a soulmate, what happens when you put that word on it, you're basically
the
saying
stakes.
It's you're putting destiny right. somehow bringing you with that person, and that if you're not with that person, something's wrong with yep. you.
Exactly.
And it makes it
that your relationship is wrong now.
That you're, or that your character, that you're, that something's wrong with you, who you are.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with you, Tania.
It's a zero sum game.
It's just that you fell in love with the fuck boy and he wants to fuck around America.
Yep.
He literally took a trip around America so he could fuck other people.
That's right, he did.
He literally did that.
He was in the Carolinas for a while. People were saying
it was like the straight version of Colby Keller fucking around America.
That is a niche gay porn reference. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
He did that? Colby Keller fucked America?
I don't know if he's still doing it now, but I remember
is he a thing still?
I don't know because, y'all, he was Sean Cody in the aughts.
Was he?
Yeah,
he was.
He was Sean Cody. So in the prime of Sean Cody.
He was a little before them.
But then he went a little cuckoo and supported certain politicians and things that completely were against gay rights. And I was like, I don't care if your dick's big. I don't want to watch it.
Good. I'm glad you took a stand.
I did take a stand.
So brave.
So brave.
So brave.
Anyway, but y'all, he did. He traveled around America literally and just made porn videos of fucking somebody in each country or state.
Wow.
Poodle did the same thing. He just didn't
document. I just didn't make videos.
Well, public videos.
Right. Public videos.
And I didn't care if they were two in the same state.
It's true.
That didn't have those rules.
Those rules. Piano Cat makes a child. That's a Little Poodle book. Little Poodle travels America.
That's before, but little Poodle would travel looking for boys to play with. So anyway, y'all, the thing is, the big news here is he's like, what's going to complicate things is I'm still living with Tanya, and not only am I still living with her. Sorry, Tania.
Thank you.
Not only am I still living with her, I'm fucking her, and we're sleeping in the same bed.
Because, you know, happy, sad, I'm always hard. And there's that gross South African, I'm a man.
Fuck boy.
Yeah.
I will say he's a little better than most South Africans, especially we meet on Below Deck.
He's much better.
And like Ronald.
Oh, he is much. I actually think.
Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy?
Ronald has a new girlfriend now.
Yeah, I think I said on Facebook there was a thing about Ronald. It's like so fierce. I'm like, I don't think that's the word you want to use. But I went, go away forever. I don't want to ever see that big potato head.
I don't think Tiffany does either. But she's stuck with him. But so y'all, I actually think. I think Sinjin's a nice guy. Like
yeah.
I wouldn't
want to date him.
I worry that if we ever met him and Poodle had a drink with him, Poodle would be attracted to him.
Because
he kind of has that energy. I think
he
would too, actually.
That long Andrew hair, he needs to cut.
He looks better with shorter hair.
He looks so much better with shorter hair. I was kind of okay with the shoulder length earlier last season. This long Beauty and the Beast, Ron Perlman hair.
Some guys can have long hair, but I just don't love it on him.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't have enough volume.
It's a little flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
It's very Crystal Gayle.
You can have flat.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
We are off topic. It's because Single Life is good, y'all. It is good to watch. If it was more Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
His hair was flat, but he also had fucking chiseled cheeks and a jawline that would cut glass.
But it was also for a period. Sinjin's living right now.
Well, no, his hair was just that long. Remember, it was that long in Legends of the Fall.
Yeah.
Ooh.
God.
Whoa. Boy.
But it's Brad Pitt. Is that a theme? I don't remember any of that. Do you remember the music to that movie? But
stick it in my butthole.
You can't remember what you ate yesterday.
Nope.
So y'all, he's like feeding her.
I remember that music because that's part of my. I realized that's part of my sexual awakening.
Of course, it was.
Yes. Sorry.
And I wrote down, this divorce is going to be ugly.
It's going to be ugly, and it. It's what kind of broke my heart and made me feel for Tania is that Tania is, I mean, I guess because he's stuck there, because he moved there for, so I guess technically she's still responsible for
him.
Yeah,
she is.
Because I don't know if he has his green card yet.
I think he does. I think he at least has a work permit.
But don't they, aren't they responsible for them for like 10 years?
I think not,
it's not clear
long,
on
maybe.
The show. They make it like they're responsible for them forever, but
they,
we really
they give
you
us,
think we would know by this
they
time.
They give us the info when they need to,
yeah.
And we forget.
And sissies tell us, and we forget. But I feel bad for her. But mainly, what made me sad for Tania is that she was, y'all. You can't be mad at people for how they treat you when you allow it.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about like domestic violence and things horrible like that. That's a whole different thing. But in this, like, no one's abusing the other person. He's just, they're both, and it's sad because she's still in this place and they have this talk.
Yep.
And she's just full on crying, like she just wants them to be together. And she even says, well, maybe we take like 6 months apart
and
work on
said,
ourselves.
No.
And I wrote down when she said that, I went, honey, you don't get it.
No.
He's just not that into you.
And that's the most brutal part of this. And
yeah.
this is what it is, trying
We've
to make
all been
your,
there on other
trying
sides.
To make your bang trip your soulmate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Sinjin actually, you know, we have a lot of bang guys that just stretch this out and they're like, I'm going to keep trying. Kind of good on Sinjin. I mean, it's shitty, but also good on Sinjin that he's just like, this isn't who I am.
Yeah. And I think y'all, especially this last season, he was telling her who he was.
Especially this last season.
And I just don't think she was hearing it.
No, she wasn't.
So y'all, when someone, especially with the children thing, y'all, when someone says, maybe it's a, if even if it's a, even if you're a man and you're with someone, or you're a same-sex couple, when they tell you, I don't want children, believe them.
Don't think that you
they're not going to come around to it by magic.
You can talk them into it.
And it does happen, but don't think you're going to do it through sheer will of yours. That's got to come from them.
It is. Yeah.
And don't hope it's going to happen.
Like if somebody says, I've never really thought about it, but you know, possibly with the right person.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's still though. At least
look the other way.
But if they're not, but you really do want to be with somebody that says, not now, but I do want to have children one day. I think so. I'm not 100% there, but I think it's something. I'll even take that.
This just happened to two friends of mine. They divorced earlier this year. They've been together for 5 years. He never wanted kids. We all knew that, who knew her.
And she thought,
yep.
Because also, too, you've got to make sure that, and then it's a weird thing, though. You need to make, because also,
but this woman, she gave him, she was turning, I think she was turning 35, yeah. 36. And she said, look, we're going to have a baby this year because I need to do this because I'm getting a little bit older. And he said, it's not ready yet. Ready for
now.
Now,
I feel sorry for some women because some women I know are getting that situation. And the guy says, yeah, I think probably one day I can have kids. And then they are like,
yep.
Nope, I don't want to have kids. And then a woman's stressed out because she's 36 years old, 37, and she's thinking she doesn't have a long time to have a baby or whatever.
Yep.
That's hard.
And
that's
why
really
I
hard.
Think
that happens a lot.
It is hard for women to take ownership of what their body needs and say, I have to have a baby now or this is going to be really hard.
Yeah. And I think
that's what this one that my friend did. And thank God she did.
And y'all, if that's something you want, then just know that you need to be with somebody else who wants to.
And she's actually just this week, she sent us a text saying she's going to do in vitro.
On her
by
own?
By herself, yep.
Good for her.
Yep.
What is it? I've talked about this podcast before. My friend Molly, who's a really funny comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Sperm.
I knew her, too.
What's it? Sperm matter? Sperm count?
Oh God,
sperm,
I don't know.
Sperm. sperm, 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 sperm's the word. Sperm, sperm, sperm.
But did you, while you're looking for this, I'll just say this.
Spermcast. Spermcast with Molly Hawkeye.
She talks about hockey.
Yes, hockey. But basically, it's on Erios, but it's a great podcast just about her having a baby on her own. Trigger warning, she's had miscarriages.
Right.
So she talks about that, but yeah.
But when she, Tania said, she's like, it's not like I want kids right now. That's not true.
That's not true.
Remember, you guys,
where
last season, she's like, well, we need to have a family now.
Now.
Yeah. And she's 31, so it is.
It's something for her to start to think about, but she, this is what made me sad about it. Tania doesn't stand up for what she really wants because she's scared of not being loved.
Mm-hmm.
Tania, if you're listening, you don't need to send me a check.
And I can't believe this. Therapy. Tania, you're better than this.
She is better than this. She is better than this.
It's the only compliment I'm ever going to give
Tania,
you.
Tania, you're better than this, and you've been giving a gift.
Yeah.
And don't we hear now, isn't she dating a woman, we heard?
Supposedly.
Good for her.
It seems, I think that would work for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. God forbid if the woman ever, if the woman, though, is that kind of, has a crazy lesbian vibe where she wants to cheat on her. Because Tania's going to kill someone.
Let's hope not.
Should we talk about Debbie?
Hey, Mom, I think it's our turn. It's our time. Let's go out to drinks.
Come on, Pee-wee.
All right, Mom. Uh-oh, Mom, there's that stupid colt. We hate him.
Pee-wee, be quiet. Pee-wee.
Boo, Coltie, Coltie. Let's kill him.
Pee-wee, be quiet. Don't say that out loud.
Okay, fine.
So we also find out that Vanessa does take Debbie out for drinks because
Vanessa's kind of the Debbie whisperer. She really knows how to handle her.
What's weird is that Vanessa is kind of like this gift that came into their lives who neither of them were worthy of.
No.
And
that is the truth.
Made things kind of workable.
She's got a special place in heaven for her.
We've talked about this, trigger warning. They did lose a baby earlier this year. So there, yeah. I believe they are trying to have a child.
They are trying to, yeah.
But Debbie says that Colt was her miracle baby because the doctor told her. I don't know if we know this
from
a previous. We haven't watched her and his and Larissa's season yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
But we didn't know this from watching her on them on Happily Ever After.
No,
or Single Life. But the doctor said you'd never have kids. She did get pregnant. He was born super early, not expected to live, but he did live. So she's like, of course, we're going to have a special relationship. She's telling Vanessa about having sex with some random guy. She's like, he didn't like me. I was talking. And Vanessa's like, yeah, I kind of had that problem with Colt. And you see Debbie's eyes going, ooh.
And I forgot, y'all. Last week, we did a reality gays theater of Debbie doing sex talk. And I forgot we did a reality gays theater of Colt having sex talk.
Yes.
I think there was a lot of Star Wars references
manifesting
in that, but y'all,
she is
totally right because Vanessa told Colt the same thing.
And y'all, she was a little grossed out by that.
Oh, yeah.
And Debbie says, you know, I had sex all the time. I was a cocktail waitress. I sowed my oats.
I showed my wild oats, showed them a lot.
And Vanessa's got a setup in mind, so Debbie's going to get a blind date.
Okay. This is what kind of makes me love Debbie. Because, y'all, no matter what age we are, there is this, and there can be, this excitement to dating and meeting somebody new. And
I love it. When
Vanessa said, I have a blind date, and Debbie goes, oh, I'm nervous. And she goes, oh, I got chills. And she kind of, she acts like a 13-year-old girl. And I think that's beautiful that she can tap into that and be excited. She doesn't seem bitter about it.
I love that too.
I just love it.
I think we get very jaded about dating in this country, this world. And I think it's all in your approach.
I agree.
If you are trying to be something for someone, you're going to feel a lot of pressure.
You see the difference of how Natalie dates versus how Mother Debbie dates.
Right.
She's just like, well, let's just meet and be excited and maybe something good will happen.
And like for me, I'm excited about meeting someone. I'm excited about just, for me, life is about potentials. what can happen. And
my mind just got blown because I realized it looks like Mother Debbie has the best outlook to date than anyone on this
show.
Yes,
she does.
Because she's like, let's just see if we're compatible and have a good time together.
And that's what I like to think about when I'm going on a date.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the best way to date.
I don't put things on it.
If you go into these expectations on your date, it's not going to go good. Or or they're going to have expectations, and then you both realize you have the same expectations, and then a year later, you're married, you bought a house, you have a kid on the way, you have two dogs, and you're stressed out because you don't know how you're going to pay your HOA fees. I just said all that, and somebody just went, oh, my God.
You just got red.
I just got red. But, y'all, that is... don't jump into life.
Unfold.
Yes, you have longer than you think.
Like a vagina.
Yeah, it's true.
Debbie says the thing about being a slut and fucking the Marlboro man that we said before.
Quote, we fucked your brains out.
And Colt is a little worried that his mom's gonna get her heart broken. But I'm like, it's one date. Debbie's a lot stronger than Colt is assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Debbie has the best attitude about all of this.
She does.
I'll tell you someone who doesn't, Jennifer or Yennefer.
God, y'all. I hated watching this segment, but I did it for y'all.
I hate covering these two.
I do too, but we're going to do it.
So awful. So she is, I wrote down, I could not be less excited about watching this meeting.
No, it just is so. It just feels like everything's for Instagram for them.
It is.
That's how you feel. Y'all, Jesse shows up at the airport.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
And she says,
I can't believe this is happening.
I really want him to twist my world. And I went, you don't want a relationship. You want
to live in a romance novel.
You want to live in a romance novel.
But he can't be a machista. You don't want that.
No, but he can't be too feminine because you don't want a woman. You misogynist dick.
You're calling her that?
Yes.
So, of course, he sees her and he's like, oh, you look amazing. And then, y'all, of course, she's like, I really want him to kiss me.
But here's the deal. They just stare at each other. They don't have anything to talk about because their brain capacity lasts for about 5 minutes.
And guess what, y'all? There is zero chemistry. Zero.
I
don't think he can have chemistry with people.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I don't think he can have.
And he fakes it.
He does what he thinks people says he should do.
Right.
What he sees in a movie, what he's read in a book or on a TV show.
But I wrote down, they've never even met in person.
It's almost as like, and because he even says on the way there, they get in the car and they're driving there, and he's like, So, you've been 3 years single. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, have you not been talking about this?
Well, no, she outright lied. I guess she's waiting to talk to him about Kakwa later on. Ooh. Y'all, thank you for that Instagram. Oh. And that dick is huge.
It's huge. His Instagram could be better.
I agree. He doesn't photograph as well as I thought
he
would.
He's trying to sell like an online platform. Kakua, just get an OnlyFans. That's what we all want.
That's what we all want. Show us that dick.
Show us that dick.
That pinga.
Ooh,
grande. Ooh. Pinga grande.
Exactly.
So
come and say DC, I want more in Espanol.
Mas.
Oh, yes, yes. Sadly, Poodle knew that one real quick. Real quick. Wow, that was just instinctual for you. Wow. Wow.
I just shout out like a translator program. Yeah. My lizard brain took over there for a second.
It's true.
So she's saying, I want him to kiss me. And he says, they're so full of it. And he keeps saying, she has such a beautiful, pure energy.
Pure energy.
And barf.
I saw through the phone and I saw her standing there and she's so beautiful. And she's like, when I look at his eyes, I just feel like time stops. And then
No.
And then a huge lightning bolt, like right by them, goes, boom, and
you brought Tor with you.
And I went, is this Satan's plan hatching? They're finally together, and now, y'all, that's an omen. That's an omen that this relationship is going to crash and burn, and they're both going to take each other down.
Possibly.
Oh, because she's horrible.
It's just that these two people don't equal together don't equal one real person.
No, they don't. They're still like a half.
They're like thirds.
It is like two robots falling in love.
Yes, yeah. But they're not. And y'all, we're going to be treated to three squares of them acting like they're really interested in one another.
It's just going to be, what are things we can do that are going to look cute on camera and our Instagram?
I will say, can you imagine how like cringe-inducing filming everything with them? I feel so sorry for
this poor crew,
the Colombian crew.
I can't wait to watch Pillow Talk.
But she's, y'all,
Veronica's going to read her for filth.
She's sitting there in that car. Her lips are pursed because he is not kissing her. She says he's not being passionate at the beginning.
Yes.
They haven't even, now, even me, I'm not going to like, even for a hookup, you got to talk a little bit, you know, yeah. unless it's one of those where I leave the door open and I'm ass up.
And that's the show, everybody.
Then they prefer not to speak.
We need to end because I'm uncomfortable. That's all I have.
I mean, everyone's done that, right?
You can go to realitygaze.com to find out everything else. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Our Twitter is Reality Gaze Pod.
You make sure the towels are out.
Okay, you also can get us on Cameo.
I will not be slut-shamed.
Uh-huh. You can get us on Cameo. I'm actually doing Cameo's doing charities this weekend.
I need to do that.
I'm just signed up. I'm giving 100% of my proceeds to Color of Change. So that's a nonprofit.
Well, tell us what they do.
I should read it because I don't want to fuck it up. But I can tell you, it helps amplify Black voices and Black stories.
Great.
And so, it's, I think, the 28th and 29th. I'll post it on Instagram. But 100, I was like, fuck it. It's like for two days.
Next weekend.
Yeah, it's for next weekend. But I'm just telling people now.
Got it.
So anyway, yeah, don't book it now. Because you wanted the proceeds to go then. I fucked up this announcement.
Yeah, you did.
We need to go. All right, everybody. Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you went through the 60s and 70s and went to all sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whee! And if you've ever been left the door open and waiting for the ass up.
Oh, yeah.
Or mole up. Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.